Oscar Mike Radio is a proud podcast partner of Reach Across America Radio, heard every Thursday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Eastern. They're also big supporters of the nonprofit I Got Your Six, Two Lives at Once. And with every wreath you sponsor through Oscar Mike Radio, $5 goes back to this great organization dedicated to making a difference in the lives of veterans, law enforcement, firefighters, and first responders battling PTSD. Two Lives at Once pairs these brave men and women together with dogs rescued from kill shelters. In this way, two lives are saved at the same time by saving each other. Donate now. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org/OscarMikeRadio to help. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org/OscarMikeRadio.
Deadass. Serious. I would hate me too. Look at me. Think he is. This don't even crease his Air Forces. What the f***? Shut the fuck up, you lying.
I know you're crazy, but I only wanna be with you. You think I'm shady cause I'm out here trying to make some moves. But it ain't like that, just know that I'll be right back. I'll give you all my time just to let you know you're mine. It ain't nothing, promise I'ma do it all to give you something. Love I got is only for you. You're my comfort, my future husband. I'ma give you all my heart, yeah, all of it, yeah.
Baby, I know that I gotta come fix it. You're the only nigga that I be missing. Swear I'm coming home to give you the business. Turn off my phone, it can leave me a message. I'ma just cover your body with kisses, kisses. Rub your body down, you know that I miss it, miss it.
Glasses in the air, toast to a higher power, cause what you tuning in to right now,
sit down,
it's Lito's happy hour. Lito's happy hour, this is where it's at. Rolling uncut, we giving real facts. educating, entertaining all the people. And when it come to podcasts, it ain't nothing equal. Giving people knowledge they can put in action. Holloway Authentic, we ain't never capping. Exclusive interviews, cause we ain't never lacking. The other state is talking and we bout the action. Huh. Glasses in the air. Toast to a higher power. This is Lito's happy hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with Lito. I'm your host. Today we doing a, we got a goodie for y'all. Special, you know what I'm saying? Me and my guy T, we down hard like Titans fans to the fullest.
Die hard.
Straight up, like we don't play no games, and we just gonna recap last night real quick for y'all. First round, how we feel. What we think about our team, the direction that they're going in. So what's up, T? What's going on with you, brother?
Man, feeling good on this Friday, man. Day two of the NFL draft, like you said. Just going to do a little recap of day one yesterday, round one. How you feeling?
Man, honestly, bro, I'm gonna be real about this.
I feel like...
We supposed to go best player available. When Absolutely. Joe Alt went to the Chargers, I said, okay.
Me too.
Then Malik Nabers was picked by the Giants, and I was like, okay. I'm like, Romo Dunze is still out there.
Yes.
And also, The tight end from Georgia, Brock Bowers, yep. was out there.
Yes, sir.
So I'm like, yo, we can go second round and get a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion. So I'm like,
I definitely all right, agree.
So at this point, I'm like, we can go second round, get a tackle, we be straight. The whole nine, I ain't even tripping. I'm like, seventh pick. So I'm looking at my television. The pick is in. I'm like, oh, I know they about to get Romo Dunze because we need help at wide receiver. We could have got a tackle later on.
Absolutely.
I'm tired of us wasting our first round picks on these tackles, bro. Most of them that we have wasted first round picks on, they have not panned out.
Thank you.
So the pick is in. Roger Goodell comes to the microphone with the seventh pick. In the 2024 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select J.C. Latham, Alabama. And I quickly just stared at the television.
I don't blame you.
And I said, damn. Now, no diss to J.C. because he's a hell of a tackle, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he not... In my opinion, we could have got him later. How you feel?
I agree with you. Everything you said, check the box with me. I was hoping Malik Nabers was going to be there. That disappointed me. I was hurt when I seen him go to the Giants.
Right.
I also thought about trading back at that point. Wouldn't have been a bad option to me.
A talent, but like Romo Dunze, though, bro. Like, he's a talent like Davante, yeah. Adams.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't let him.
I understand that. I understand that. This is how I feel. We need help on that offensive line.
Facts.
I agree. I think we may have gotten, maybe not the offensive tackle we got,
J.C. Latham.
J.C. Yeah. Latham. I don't think he would have slid to the second round. I don't think he would have still been available if we didn't take him in the first round. But that's not to say we couldn't have found another offensive tackle in the second round.
Because there's a plethora of offensive tackles inside of the
You're
draft.
Right. You're right. And also, we need help at the tight end position, I believe.
I wouldn't have been upset. If they'd have took Brock Bowers, I'd been cool.
I would have been cool as well. And if you look around the NFL, man, a lot of the top teams have good tight ends as well to complement their quarterback and their receivers.
Right.
That's why I say we definitely could have used the tight end. We definitely could have used somebody explosive at the tight end position. I definitely wish we would have took Brock Bowers at that pick.
I agree.
But again, like we spoke earlier off camera, I'm excited and I'm happy about the offseason so far, what our front office is doing. We got a new head coach. I like him. I think he's
Brian Callahan, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Brian Callahan. I think he's promising. I think he's gonna take us in the direction we're looking to go with our new general manager, Ryan.
Come on, bro.
I think we went with I think he was the best available player at that pick, and he was the safe pick, and I think that's what we went with.
That's what it was. He wasn't the best available. He was the safe, though. Yeah. The best available was Rome.
You're right.
They had it up there, and it said the best available player is Rome Odunze. Yeah. They still believe in Treylon, I believe. And I'm listen, Burks.
That train has sailed for me.
Yeah.
On Treylon Burks. I'm sorry. Yeah. But he's not consistent. His work ethic to me personally isn't the best.
Yeah.
I honestly think we should have tried to shop him around if we could.
Well, there was a rumor that Dallas has interest in him still. So he could be gone, possibly.
Okay.
But with that said, if you know that, and that's a rumor that's in the draft right now, you go get a Rome. You don't let Rome go to the Bears.
No, you don't. But again, I made a
next
mistake
to
when I said
Allen. Next to Keenan yeah. Allen, though.
Yeah. I made a mistake earlier when I said he was the safe pick. He wasn't the best available. He was the best offensive lineman at that time, but he wasn't the best player at that time. I just think, again, I think, man, we just went, we trying to get some protection for our young quarterback to give him some time back there to throw to these guys.
So, I agree. But we still need a receiver. We still need somebody else that's going to be, I don't trust Kyle Phillips. I don't trust Treylon Burks.
No, absolutely not.
I think that we still need at least one more receiver to kind of set this thing because, okay, they may or may not double D-Hop. They may or may not double Calvin Ridley. But if they do, we need somebody in that slot.
Absolutely. Now, Kev, let me also mention this as well. You know we got A.J. Brown in the second round.
I know. That's true.
We got Derrick
I'm so
Henry.
Mad about I got my A.J. Brown jersey on, by the way. I'm so mad, bro. Still hurts. That still hurts, bro.
This is day two of the NFL draft. So
yeah. And there's a bunch of – I was hoping Brian Thomas slid to the second round from LSU because he's a dog.
Me as well.
But he didn't slide. They went – the Jets – no, not the Jets. The Jaguars went and grabbed him last night.
Yes.
I was like, damn. So now, bro, that's the thing. All these great players are going in our division.
Absolutely. But another thing that's giving me hope, let me also say this as well, Kev. A video popped up on my timeline yesterday from 5 years ago, NFL draft. You know who we drafted 5 years ago? First round, Jeffrey Simmons.
Jeffrey Simmons, yeah, defense, yeah.
I have a video.
16th, right? 17th.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. He was 19th pick. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a video of me recording saying, what the hell? Pissed off about the pick. No disrespect to you, Jeffrey Simmons. If you see this video, I'm Big sorry. Jeff. I apologize. Big Jeff. You know, you are the heart and soul of that defense.
Nah, period.
And
I was actually happy when we got him because, bro, he was somebody that he should have went top 10, yeah, but because he was injured.
But I say, I'm only saying that to say, I said the same thing yesterday with our pick. So I'm hoping 5 years from now,
we have the same discussion.
We'll be having the same discussion.
Word. I mean, I agree, man.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell. I think that, but in our last 4 to 5 years, we've taken a tackle. It feels like every first round.
Absolutely.
And Isaiah Wilson.
Oh. Whew.
Is all I have to say.
Oh, God. I forgot about him.
That guy. Well, he went to Georgia, right? Didn't he go to Georgia?
I believe so. He's a Georgia guy.
You know what? Let me confirm this. I will check.
Can you check?
Yeah, I'm gonna check right now.
Please do.
But Isaiah Wilson, bro, that guy, he came and got a check.
He got his bag and he did not show up.
Got his bag, left. 25 years old. Mm. Drafted in 1999. 6'6", 331. Mm. Where did he go to college at? Georgia Bulldogs.
Yep. Another Georgia.
What happened with that pick? He became a rapper, bro.
A waste.
He became a rapper. Is what happened with that.
I wouldn't necessarily say he became a rapper.
Oh, he did. Tried. You didn't hear his album? Okay, yeah, oh, I was about to say. I heard the album, bro.
Oh, wow. Oh, he actually put out an album.
He put an album out. You didn't hear it? Oh, my goodness.
No, I didn't.
Bro.
That was not one of the albums on my list to listen to. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to check it out now.
No, you don't want to, bro.
Oh, he was
trash.
So he's just as worse at rapping as he was at playing football.
He actually in college was pretty good.
College, yeah, pretty good.
Yo, I have to play. Oh man, bro, this guy.
A waste. Another wasted pick.
Oh man. This guy, bro. I mean, yeah. A wasted pick for sure.
Like you said, we need help on the offensive line, but the last good tight end we had personally was Frank Wycheck. I miss him. I miss
Frank Wycheck. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Gritty. Plays dirty a little bit. I miss them type of players, man. And it's sad to say, man, that's the last good tight end I believe we had.
Bro, Isaiah Wilson, first round draft pick, arrested over alleged DUI. This was in 2020.
Wow. Wow.
I heard he was getting his life together. I pray that he is, because as black men, you already know we have
absolutely
the odds against us.
Absolutely.
Super crazy. And listen, the devil don't need no help.
No, no, absolutely. I wish the brother the best, you know, but he should have took his career a little bit more serious, especially being on my team, the Tennessee Titans.
I mean, period. And he was going to get paid something, you know what I mean? Like, they was going to get him. He was going to get cashed out, bro.
Absolutely.
He dropped the ball. And he was somebody that was supposed to be on our offensive line right now doing his thing.
Yep. Now he is, I'm sorry. My bad, Kev, not to cut you off, but I also disrespected Delaney Walker. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Delaney Walker.
Delaney?
Yeah. Delaney showed up and showed out for us as well.
He did.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, that's no lie. Delaney was a beast.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for Will Levis. I'm pulling for him.
Will Levis. I have high praise for Will Levis. Yeah. I believe Will Levis is going to be what we need at the quarterback position. He got the arm strength.
For sure.
He can run. He's smart. And he can hold up in the pocket is the key thing.
His issue is accuracy, though.
Yeah. Year one. He has to get better.
Yeah.
That's why I say he needed to handcuff himself to DeAndre Hopkins this offseason. That having DeAndre Hopkins in the locker room is a plus in any locker room around the NFL, my opinion.
No, you're right. How you feel about what's his name? Nick. Our other wide receiver that I can't stand. NWI.
Nick Akina Westbrook.
Yeah, Nick Westbrook Akina, NWI. How you feel about him, bro?
He has potential. He has potential. We will see this year. I hope that he worked this offseason because, again, he has a lot of potential, but he has to work. He's one of those guys. Nothing's going to come easy. He has to put in that work. If he puts in that work, I can see him being a good receiver in this league. I'm not giving up hope on him yet. I actually will take him over Treylon Burks any day in the locker room.
I'll give you that. I got a Treylon Burks jersey, too. I need to just get rid of
Did
that.
You get it? By chance, was it gifted?
No, it was. I bought it.
Ah, man. Was it on sale?
It didn't cost me much.
Okay. I bought it, and I
think I'm going to have to get rid of it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I will see one of those things if you can trade it in at the stadium or something for another jersey.
Yeah, something. They probably don't want that jersey.
Oh, man. Oh,
I'm like I said, I'm still hurt about AJ. And reason being is because when
AJ just got a bag too.
Got a bag.
Philly
bag.
Just got him a bag. Yes. Yeah. Shout out to AJ for getting his bag.
Shout out to AJ. I always say shout out to AJ. He still got that Titans blood running through him. I don't care what nobody say.
For sure. Nah, the way he played for us, the way he went out there and gave it his all every game and balled out for us, I got nothing but love for AJ. I wish we could have kept him.
Yeah.
I'm salty. I know he was as well, the way things went down with the negotiation. But, you know, it's the NFL. It's a business, you know.
Good old wishing John Robinson, man.
Oh, man, don't bring
John
up his
Robinson
name.
Screwed us.
Yo,
John
that
Robinson
man.
Screwed us.
He screwed us, bro. I believe he's working at a Home Depot.
It's a strong possibility that you're right about that.
And from what I heard is he's screwing things up at that Home Depot as well.
I believe it, man. J-Rob. I hope I never see J-Rob in life because
I don't think he will ever get another. Yeah, I don't think he will ever get another general manager job in the NFL.
I don't either. I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our ex-coach.
Mike.
Former coach, Mike.
Vrabel. My guy.
Now, I don't even know his role, but he's with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've seen that. He's like a player personnel or something.
Something. It is a travesty. Let me say this again. It is a travesty that because of his stature, that he was not offered a head coaching job because he seems to intimidate people when he comes into a room.
Yeah, I think Mike Vrabel definitely should be a head coach somewhere. I also think Mike maybe wanted to take some time off himself from all of those responsibilities as well.
He probably did. I mean, I would not be upset with him if he decided that he was going to do that.
Absolutely. Now, granted, if he would have got the best opportunity to go somewhere like Kansas City, would I definitely think he would have still been coaching. But I think the opportunities that was presented to him, the mountain was a lot bigger than what he faced in Tennessee. So I think he probably just wanted to take some time off from now that the head coach in the NFL, it's a huge responsibility. Those guys barely get any time off, see their family or anything, and the stress that come with it. And not to mention again, I think we should have tried to keep Vrabel around. I think he maybe wanted to stay around as well, but the way things happen with the general manager and things, I think Vrabel just wanted some time off, me personally.
You might be right, bro. So, real quick, tonight, night two, NFL draft. What position you think we should focus on?
Receiver. Absolutely, receiver.
I agree. Give a sec, give a secondary position just in case.
Secondary position. Phew, that's a good one. Secondary position. I didn't think of that. I think we should try to go defensive back. Defensive back.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
we
say I say receiver number one. We should focus on receiver. I also think that if not, get an edge rusher. Get an edge. Listen, Harold Landry has paid a lot of money.
Absolutely.
He's the highest, what is he, highest paid? I think on defense, he probably makes more money than everybody.
Now, I seen in the news Hendrick requested trade.
Oh, really?
So, yes, I seen that actually a day before the draft. Actually, Hendricks in Cincinnati has requested a trade. So, and being that we have their old offensive coordinator now, our head coach has
Right.
ties to him. I'm hoping, there's some possibility there. So, yes, he actually asked for a trade as well.
At this point, we need to just go get T. Higgins.
Yes, I would love to
He
have T. Higgins.
wants to leave. In practice, it's going to determine who's the X and who's the Y. Period. Let that battle happen.
Period.
But
Per I love that battle.
having D
That is
Hop, T. Higgins, and Calvin Ridley on the
Calvin
same
Ridley.
field does something to our offense.
Absolutely.
Something crazy, right?
Something crazy.
So
Don't
let's,
forget Tajay Spears, Tony Pollard,
yes,
backfield
sir.
action. Both of
Yeah.
them can catch out of the backfield as well.
Yes,
That's
sir.
huge.
They got big shoes to fill.
Yes, absolutely.
My man D. Henry, the king.
I was hoping we wouldn't discuss the king in this
Oh, man.
episode, but it's impossible to not do so.
Oh, man. The king, bro. I'm
The
not, I'm not,
king.
I'm not mad that he has an opportunity to go and win him a chip, but I'm
I'm
sad
not
to see
either.
him go.
I am devastated to see him go. Again, I was hoping we wouldn't bring up the King Henry on this episode, but just in case we did, I specifically brought this out for him. Thank you, Derrick Henry, for everything you did for us.
No
We miss
doubt,
you.
that, bro. That's a 110,000%. King Henry deserves all his flowers, bro. And when we play the Ravens,
Would be fireworks.
it's gonna be fireworks. And let's hope he don't do us like AJ Brown did us. AJ Brown had three touchdowns.
Absolutely not. Again, AJ Brown torched us because, again, our secondary was trash.
Trash, Trinidash.
Oh
We're
my
so good
God.
down though with Awuzie.
Ooh.
We still got
Sneed.
we got L'Jarius Sneed,
Sneed.
and then we got the guy that was a rookie last year, who did pretty good.
Yes.
Why is his
Rogers.
name? Yes, right, McCreary. Yeah, McCreary. Yeah, Roger McCreary. Yeah. So I like our defense. I hope that we go ahead and just pay Justin Simmons. He's still a free agent, I believe. Let me check that. Let me fact check that. I think he's still a free agent. Did anybody sign Justin Simmons? Let's see. You know, formerly of the Broncos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Formerly of them Broncos. Is he still a free agent? Yeah, he is. They're talking about the possibility that he might go back to the Broncos, maybe. But I hope we sign him. I'm gonna keep it real. Go
You and
get
me
him.
both. You and me both, Cap.
Go get him. Lastly, what you think about Atlanta? I know this is we talking about the Titans. What you think about Atlanta going to get Penix when they paid Kirk
Weird.
all that
Weird.
money? They paid him all that money, bro.
Weird. Weirdest draft pick I've ever seen in history.
Penix is
I
24 years
still
old. He can't sit back and wait.
think. I think the soon as Cousins start messing up, they're gonna put him in immediately. Again, weirdest pick I've ever seen. I don't know why they did it. I don't know what the story is behind it, but we'll see. We'll
Kirk
see.
Cousins is getting paid a hell of a lot of money and guaranteed money on top of that. Penix is 24 years old. He cannot sit behind. Because he's older. He's not a
Yes,
young
sir.
QB.
I agree.
He can't sit behind Kirk Cousins for 2, 3 years.
Nope.
So I don't know. I don't understand that pick at all.
Something
He
there
is
we
not a
don't know.
backup.
Nope.
He's not a backup.
Something.
He's somebody that I think who was going to try to grab him before he was they everybody was shocked that he was picked that high.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I still can't believe that he was taken at that pick.
Word. Well, we shall see, man. It's night two tonight. We're gonna check it out, and then listen, we're gonna get back with y'all about to see if any of our picks stood the test of time. All right. It's your
Sir.
boy Lito. Just happy hour with Lito. That's my man T. And we out.
Peace out.
Glasses in the air. Toast to a higher power. Cause what you tuning in to right now is Lito's happy hour.
Thanks for watching Happy Hour with Lito podcast. Check out Happy Hour with Lito Podcast on Facebook, Happy Hour with Lito Pod on Instagram, Lito's Happy Hour on Twitter, and also make sure to check us out on Happy Hour with Lito Podcast on YouTube. Happy Hour with Lito is a co-Sinister One production.
The other state is talking and we about the action. Glasses in the air. Toast to a higher power. This is Lito's happy hour.